making the most of your resources. And I think I mentioned last night that the reason I got put into children's ministry was because some of the other teachers noticed that I was very resourceful. So when Sister Ocean was talking about getting somebody else to, you know, go over Sunday school, and she was talking to them, they all said Jillian, because she can do big things with like zero money. And I hate spending money when it's other people's money. If it's mine, I'm horrible. Forget it. But when it's other people's money, I'm like, I don't want to spend their money. I've got to be so careful, and I won't spend anything. So, resourcefulness has been one of my little talents. So I'm going to take you through me becoming children's director to kind of where I'm at now and give you some of my crazy things that I've done to make Sunday school exciting, to make it big, to make it fun, and using almost nothing for resources. When we started off, we were in like a warehouse. It was pretty big. And I'd sectioned off part of this building. We'd gotten all the stuff donated from a restaurant. So we had these like columns, and we made like a big platform area with the columns and got little decorations. I love using that plastic tablecloth stuff. You know, the plastic table rolls, right? From like Party City and stuff. Those are amazing. You can use those for everything. Like, I mean, and I really do. I use them for everything. I'm so dumb with it. They're like, why are you buying 50 of these? And I'm like, because I'll use them. I'm not wasting anything. But I remember using that as like backdrops and using fabric, and we'll sew it together to make little backdrops in there. We didn't have chairs, and I didn't want to go buy a bunch of chairs. So we actually went to, I think it's called Old Time Pottery. And we bought grass rugs. So I had my kids sitting on grass rugs for Sunday school. It kind of gave them the freedom to like jump up and jump down and wiggle around. And, you know, there wasn't a chair, so they weren't, you know, leaning their chair back and falling and cracking their heads open. So it worked out well. But with that, what was the first theme I did? The first theme I did was I was using the kids' power hour. And we did the soda shop. So my pastor's wife went and bought the corrugated paper with the black and white checkers. This is 5 years ago. I just got rid of it. And I've reused it 3 times. This black and white corrugated paper. Like, I mean, I made that stuff stretch so far. Like, the last time I used it, I had to like cover up spots, and I had to cut out different pieces. And every time I used it, I had to cut out a little more because we just tore it up with the push pins. But black, that corrugated paper is amazing. So I would line the walls with it, and we had our little counter. And then I used my nice table rolls and used my thing like that. And then we made pictures and stuff. We made little candies out of cardboard. Like, we cut out circles with cardboard and painted lollipops and wrapped plastic wrap around it. I mean, we did a lot of do-it-yourself. Now, children's ministry, there's a lot of, you're kind of expected to be crafty, right? I don't think every children's ministry worker is necessarily crafty. So what I've found is I can't do everything myself. I realized I was like, I can't do the whole setup. So I found other people in the church that were crafty. So maybe they weren't called into children's ministry. Maybe they hated kids and they just weren't good with kids, whatever the case was. But they could paint. I've got like 2 people in my church, 3 now, and they can paint. I mean, they can make these crazy beautiful murals, and they can do it like really well, really quick. So I have them do these things. So use your resources being people. I think the next series we went to from there, we had, it was Grounded in Truth. And I had this crazy idea about making like a big rocky wall so the kids would look up and they would be like, I'm underground. And so I went online and I started looking up ideas, and I really wouldn't recommend doing it the way I did it, because it sounded so simple, And it was horrible. It took forever. It really did. But I found this guy on YouTube, and his name was Philip Stevens. And he had, like, paper mache, how to make a paper mache wall. And I'm like, well, that'll stand up. So basically, we threw all this, like, trash all over the floor. So it's, like, in varying heights. And then you place all the, like, newspaper. You put newspaper all over it. And I was making a wall that was, like, as big as the sanctuary to fill this little area. So it was, like, I would say about as high as the top of that banner. And it would probably have spanned from here all the way around to, like, over there. It was huge. I did do this. This was, like, I'm very adventurous, I guess. I don't do things small. So I had so many people working on this. And, I mean, they hated me. By the end of, like, because it took us a week and a half to get this done. But we put the paper, and then we did the paper mache, and then we did another layer. And we had to do, like, three layers because otherwise it wasn't going to stand. And then we painted it all brown, and then we added texture, and we found, like, the little fake moss from, like, Joann's. And we kind of, as we were painting, we kind of stuck it on so it looked like the moss was growing out of it. I mean, it was sick. It was so awesome. So we had this big underground wall, and what else did I do on that? I made some more of the wall to cover, like, our little counter where we had our puppet would come up behind it. I wanted to get a net and span it across the ceiling and have more moss hanging down, but I had everybody so mad at me, I wasn't able to do that. I mean, like, whenever it comes time for a new series, all the Sunday school staff and everybody else in the church kind of, like, scatters like roaches, like, cause they're like, they see me coming and they're like, no, not another one. Cause they all remember that and they're just like, we hate you. No. Yeah. But I think we did that and the cost was like maybe $100 and the series was like 14 weeks because I never do a 12-week series. I always break it up and I do like children's church in the middle. So I make it last. I mean, I stretch it out because I don't want to have to decorate again. So from there, I wanted to make use of that wall. I didn't want to be done with the wall because it was really cool wall, right? So we were going into Knights of the Kingdom, I think it was called. So we painted that wall gray. And I took cardboard and I made the sides look like columns. So it looked like a bumpy castle wall. So I actually made that crazy wall last for about 30 weeks. Like, it almost was a whole year. Cistercian was so sick of that wall by the time I tore it down. So sick of the wall. She was like, if you don't tear that wall down, I will tear it down with my bare hands. But the castle looked amazing. So we added on the top, we took cardboard and we just cut out. Castle walls are so easy because you just go like this all the way along and then you add like the little bricks and you don't even have to make it a full thing. You just kind of sketch out like a little corner here and a corner there, a little T-shape, and boom, you have a castle wall. So we just topped the whole thing with that and it looked like a castle wall. Transformed the whole thing. It was awesome. That cost us all of $20 because cardboard's free and spray paint, if you buy it from Walmart, isn't too bad. Now, our church went through something and we had a little bit of a separation. And so we moved from that huge warehouse into a little building. And I would say the building was probably about as big as this section of the church right here, maybe a little longer. And in that building was no space for Sunday school. So everybody else is talking about how they're going to do church and whatnot. And I raised my hand and I said, okay, so what about Sunday school? I'm like, am I going to have parents bring their kids in early? Or how are we going to do this? Because we need to have Sunday school. We can't drop the ball in Sunday school just because, you know, we've had a big move and a transition. I'm like, we got to have Sunday school. And everybody kind of looked at me and was like, there's nowhere to have Sunday school. You just can't have Sunday school right now. And nobody's going to bring their kids early, so you can't do that. So, like I said, I'm crazy. So I said, we could just have it outside. There's a yard, and there's just like a little fence. Can I just have Sunday school outside? And they were like, you know what? If you want to try that, go ahead. Have fun. So I took my little grass rugs that I still had from the other building, and I probably should have done a PowerPoint for this so you guys could have a visual, because it was, like, horrible. So I had, like, there's a little, no, really, this was bad. So there was, like, a little concrete square, and I was, like, I had no idea how many of the kids would have transitioned over. So I used the concrete slab as my platform. And then on the grass, I figured it was a little softer, so I put the fake grass on the grass, which was really dirty. Just imagine. And we had Sunday school outside. Now, everybody can see that I have this amazing tan, and the sun doesn't affect me. So quickly, it wasn't even at that point, I think it was like Brother Prado was leading our church. He was like kind of an interim leader, and he looked over and said, I think we need tents because you're gonna have skin cancer next week. Like, I mean, like your shirt, that's I immediately, like 5 minutes in the sun and I'm red. So being merciful to me, they bought tents, and we started off with like two tents, and then I said, ah, there's too many kids, so we threw in another tent. Well, there was the fence. So I had the tent over the pavilion part, the little slab, but I needed the tents to cover the kids, but there's this awkward angled, we were like in a corner, like this little triangle area. So how do you put a square tent in a triangle? So to set up every Sunday morning, I would have one person on the side of the fence and then three people on the inside of the fence. And so they would set up the tent. And when they popped it open, they would raise it above their heads and move it over so that the leg was over there, and then they would raise the legs from the outside. I mean, we had to do it crazy. But it worked, and we had Sunday school out there for about 3 months until there was too many kids, like way too many kids. And you would think that we're having Sunday school outside. I had Sunday school when it rained. In Florida, rain is, you guys don't even know about rain because this is California. So think of you're in the shower and there's like 10 shower heads. Okay. That's Florida, for most of the summer. And so, I mean, like every other Sunday, it was like, whew, like this deluge of rain, and I'm having Sunday school outside in the rain. I made the most of it. I mean, I think I actually, started writing my curriculum at this time, and my first curriculum, because it was the summer and it was Florida and we were outside, I did summer splash, and I took full advantage of spraying them with the water hose. I mean, just, I was outside. You know, you got to use your resources, and you want to teach them, you want them to have fun. So I didn't ask the parents permission. I didn't warn the parents. They just would, you know, their kids would come back inside and they would be drenched, and the kids had so much fun that the parents couldn't yell at me. And they learned to bring a towel just in case, very quickly. I'm serious. I never had a parent yell at me. I had other people that were in the church, and they were like, are you out of your mind? You need to warn the parents, and you need to have the kids come dressed, and look at them dressing up like they're ready for a nice church service, and then you're soaking them with water. And I said, the parents don't care, so shut your mouth. I did. I'm a little blunt. But it worked, and the kids loved it. But like I said, they loved it so much that they brought their friends and they brought their neighbors, and I didn't have enough space. Outside, I didn't have enough space, right? So I'm in the little gated area. I realized it wasn't going to work. So I said to my pastor, you know, Pastor, maybe I'm a little crazy. I'm sure the thought never crossed your mind that I'm crazy, but can I take Sunday school out to the front yard of the church? And he said, sure, Sister Jillian, do whatever you want. Pastor Williams is awesome like that. There's no, if I have an idea, he lets me run with it. I love the fact that he does that. So I took my tents out to the front yard. And if any of you have, how many of you have Instagram? Okay, does anybody follow the Kids Zone page? KidZone_TRC? If you go like way back, you can see pictures of all this that I'm talking about. Like you can see pictures of videos of the kids getting drenched with water hose. And I don't have pictures of the rainy Sundays because I feel it kind of looks bad on me. I kind of like was like, let me keep that on the DL, and I didn't post that. I tried to keep the sunny things out there. Sunshine State, you know, I figure people wouldn't know that it rains. Yeah, you can go on there. You can see that. I don't think I really have anything on Facebook with that, but it's a public page. KidZone_TRC. Yeah, C as in cat. And it's public, so you can do Instagram.com/KidZone_TRC if you don't have Instagram. And like I said, scroll through because this is like 2 years ago. And you can see pictures of what I'm talking about. So I took them out front, and I mean, KidZone was like growing leaps and bounds. I started having like 50 kids. And that was like just the ages 6 to 13, 14. They wouldn't leave Sunday school. I didn't have a teenage class. And so, I mean, I had like 15-year-olds that were trying to come and sneak their way into Sunday school. And then I also had a nursery class, and they stayed in the little fenced-in area because I'm not putting 2-year-olds near the road. Wouldn't be smart. So we started having tents out there. And what I discovered is if you just switch up the way your chairs are arranged, it changes your whole lesson. The kids come in and they're just shocked because they're like, wait, but we normally sit over here and now you have us facing over there. And why are we in a circle today? And at one point I did the chairs in a snail. And I mean, that really threw them for a loop because they were like, why do I have to walk into the whole thing? What's going on? What kind of tricks are you playing on us today? I never play tricks on them. So I quickly found, like I said, I had to be very resourceful because I'm outside. So with that, you know, never think that you're limited to your classroom. While we were outside, I mean, we were able to do water balloons. We were able to use squirt guns. We didn't have the inhibition of using dirt in our classroom because I didn't have to vacuum anything. I couldn't do crafts. So in that sense, I had to learn to work without crafts. Because if you try to do a craft outside, it's going to go all over the town because there's wind. After about a year and a half of being outside in tents, we did get chairs. So every Sunday morning, I had to show up at 9 o'clock. And me and all the church kids that showed up early would carry out all the tents and all the chairs. And at the end of Sunday school, we carried all the tents and all the chairs and had to put everything away every single Sunday for a year and a half. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I miss it so much. I mean, I was building up these awesome muscles. So, yeah, I'm waking up now, if you guys can't tell. So God blessed our church, and we had a different building. And the little hiccup with this building, my pastor was telling us, you guys, God has opened up a door. We're going to move. We're going to be on Fowler Street, a much bigger facility. And so he's talking about this building. And I'm excited because I'm like, I've been having outside Sunday school. Please give me a Sunday school classroom. And he's talking about the sanctuary. He's talking about, you know, the youth, they'll have this area. And, oh, you know, the Rock Christian Academy, they'll be upstairs. And, oh, we have bathrooms and this and that. And I'm like, hello, hi, my name is Jillian. I'm your children's director. I don't care about that. Can you tell me what's going on for my area? I said that. They're used to me. They love me for that craziness. So he said, and Sister Jillian, we are keeping this building. We're going to bus the kids to Sunday school now. So we had the whole building to ourselves. Great, right? Now, you did hear me say busing the kids from the church, right? Mm-hmm. The parents weren't dropping the kids off. So now I had the issue of making sure we had somebody who had a CDL to drive the bus to leave the church right at the time church starts and bring all the kids over. So now my Sunday school time was cut down with the travel time. And then there was some Sundays where if the kid got there late, they couldn't come unless the parent dropped them off. I had some parents who were like very consistent. If they came late, they just dropped their kid off because they knew better. But no, there was some Sundays where the CDL bus driver wouldn't show up to church until 11:30, 11:45, or just wouldn't show up. And the backup driver happened to be the pastor's right-hand man. And so he had to open up service and do prayer and do announcements. And then he could leave the church to bring my kids to me. And I'm over at the Lions Club, which was where we were having Sunday school. I'm not going to have time to do my awesome lesson that I planned. And I mean, it was always like I had this great lesson plan on that Sunday where my kids came an hour late. And I would have 1 week. The kids got to the youth center, and 15 minutes later, I got the text saying, altar call has started. The bus is on its way. And I almost started crying because I was like, are you kidding me? But I had to deal.
It's your time, and it's your, you know, when you plan the, all our lessons, I plan all our lessons, we don't have, you know, so when I put all that time in it, it's so frustrating.
It is. And,
yeah. But, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
There's nothing I could do. So I have to be, I learned that I had to be quick on my feet. So I'm very good about just, I was going to start off with my quote. All right, if you guys take notes, let me give you this quote from my pastor. Because I'm telling you, this will blow your mind. Hold on. Let me get there because I want to quote it correctly. So this is Pastor Randy Williams. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. Yes. So I learned not to be bent out of shape. I learned how to be very flexible and not let my redhead rise up and throw a temper tantrum, because I had a habit of that before. Never me. But so it was awesome because we were inside again. So those of you who were here at the beginning, I was talking about how when I started in Sunday school, I did these huge, crazy decorations. I was able to do huge, crazy decorations again. I was so excited. So I started off and I decided to do a carnival theme. I write my own curriculum. My staff helps me. I get meetings with them. We bounce ideas and we do it all ourselves. So I wrote a series on, the first series I did in the building was Anchored in Truth. And that was a water series. And so I went to Party City, got those backdrops, and I had the water, and we made a big boat. What else did I have in there? I had an anchor. I had a palm tree. Like, I made an island. So we had all these things, and we had it like a big ocean theme. And I quickly realized once we got back in the building, the kids loved being outside. Bless you. They loved being outside. So the kid, yeah. And the whole time we were outside, they complained and whined because it was Florida and it was hot and it was humid and raining and whatever. But we got inside, and now they're like, we want to go outside. And I'm like, what's your problem? I'm like, really? You complained outside? And you complain inside? You have air conditioning. Chill. But I decided that, you know what? The whole property was up to me. And so we started with this series. I'll give you one crazy example of something I did. Just to remind you, you're not limited to your classroom. We were doing Noah's Ark, okay? And now, you know, Noah was a preacher of righteousness, and he went out and he was building a boat, but he was preaching, right? And everybody thought he was crazy. So we decorated the front patio to look like a boat, like the ark. We took just paper, like a brown paper roll, and we had somebody spray paint and make it look like boards of wood. and we put it all around, and we wrote Noah's Ark. So when the kids arrived on the bus, they saw a big boat on the front of the church or the youth center. And I had other kids that had arrived early, and we made picket signs. And we stood out on the sidewalk, and we said, "Repent now. A flood is coming. It's going to rain." And I had all these kids standing out on the sidewalk of a public street, waiting for the bus to arrive with the rest of the kids. And they were picketing and screaming at the cars, "Repent! The kingdom of God is at hand!" And so I had people driving down the road, and they're just like, "What?" But let me tell you, when the bus arrived and the kids on the bus saw the kids on the street picketing, they were like, "Oh, Sunday school is going to be great today." They got there, and I wouldn't let the kids in the building. So they got there, and we were outside, and we had the picketers. And I had somebody who was Noah, and he was preaching, and he was like, "If you want to get in the boat, come on this side." Well, the kids, you know, they're church kids. They were like, "Yeah, I'm getting on the boat. I know the end of this story." So I realized quickly I had to have, you know, my little opposing force. So I had somebody else talking and saying, "No, come over to this side. They're crazy. They're out of their mind. Rain's not going to come." And I had somebody ready with the water hose, and it got to the part in this whole debate. I mean, I had them lined up on the sidewalk with their signs, arguing with each other. It was so fun. Like, I need to do this again just for fun. So they were like arguing with each other, and then somebody comes out with the water hose and starts spraying all the kids, and they all like bum rush the front door, and it was great. It was great. But yeah, you know, I had to use the water hose. I had to go outside. It wouldn't have worked if I wasn't on the side of a street. Oh man, they do. If you get them, totally going into another session. The effective lesson planning, that's so like up my alley. But if you get them in the point where they're in the middle of the story, I mean, it's just awesome. I did Adam and Eve with this particular series. And I started off the day with, I had a big bucket of candy. And the kids could have any candy they wanted except for the bubble gum. Somebody had accidentally slipped some bubble gum in there. You weren't to have bubble gum. And I said, you know, I'm talking to them. I'm explaining about candy, saying we're going to have a great time. Look at the water series. That was the first week of the series. And somebody came in and said, "Oh, Sister Jillian, I need you outside." And I said, "Oh, okay. So-and-so's in charge. You guys remember, don't eat the bubble gum." And I left. And you're like, you can tell where this goes, right? Well, my kids could tell where this would go too, because they know how I am. And so I go outside, and the kid is like trying to get them to eat the bubble gum, and they're like, "I'm not eating bubble gum," and they're like throwing the bubble gum back at him, and they're like, "Forget you, I'm not getting in trouble." Oh yeah, I just had one kid who was the devil. And it's got to be a good devil too. I mean, they've got to like get in that role. They've got to just be wicked. I mean, they've got to be like really sly. Unfortunately, this kid was really good at that. So he did his part, and when I come back in, he's convinced so many of them, and they're chewing their bubble gum, and they're trying to be like, hiding their little wrappers in their pocket. And so I call them out, and I'm like, "You're chewing gum. You're chewing gum. Who wants to defend themselves?" I made it a court thing. So I had somebody defending the girl's side, somebody defending the guy's side, then the little devil guy had to defend himself, and I had kids crying. Oh, man. It was so awesome. I mean, they were crying, and they're like, "He tricked us!" And they're like blaming it on him, and he's blaming it on him, and then I shut it down, and I brought them into Genesis 3:15, and got so serious. But let me tell you, if they hadn't gone through it themselves, it wouldn't have clicked.
Yeah, that's true.
It wouldn't have. Not the way it did, because I mean, it was like they were blown away. It was awesome. 6 minutes. Okay. Sorry, I told you.
Down the line, you know, when they get tempted.
They're going to remember that, yes.
You know, as a teenager or something. Mm-hmm. Down the line, that's going to be like, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
I have learned to say no.
When they're involved, they learn the lesson.
They do. So if you're able to involve them, it's just so important. Sorry, back to resourcefulness. So like I said, we were outside, we were inside, and I had to adjust, okay? So being resourceful means being quick on your feet. It means making the most out of what you have, realizing what you have is more than you think you have. When you have zero budget, go grab some milk jugs, get some toilet paper rolls, you know, water your paint down and make it spread. Pinterest is awesome. It is. The Dollar Tree is awesome. I love the Dollar Tree, Oriental Trading. The what store?
99 cents.
Oh, I don't have that. Yeah, I know. I was actually born and raised out here, up northern California, and we have the 99 cent store. I miss it.
But the Dollar Tree is basically...
Yeah, it's just a penny more.
They just don't have quite as much diversity as
the... Yeah. Unless you go online.
Yeah, you can order...
You can order...
To the Dollar Tree, and so you don't need to...
Yes.
You just pick it up at your store.
Dollar Tree Bibles are amazing.
Yeah.
Sorry, so back on track. So now we've got a new building again. So this is like move number 4 or 5. And in this new building, we have a huge sanctuary. Huge. We have like 6 buildings. Wow. And it's all in one property. We like our sanctuary seats 2,200 now. We were in desperate need of a bigger facility, if you couldn't tell by my stories. And there's actually a Sunday school wing. And it has, there's a total of 12 rooms. I would say like 8 would be like viable Sunday school classrooms. And then there's like a whole nother, building where the church before us, the building before us, they did not know what they had in their hands, and it's trashed. Like, we have to go in and tear down things and clean up, and it'll take us some serious time, so I can't use it yet. But there's an area that would be perfect for a children's sanctuary. 3 more huge classrooms. So I'm taking advantage. I was doing a little nursery class. So it was ages 2 to 5 and then ages 6 to 12, 13. I finally kicked the 14-year-olds out. I mean, I really did get them out of there. But, I mean, I had to. They just wanted to, like, go to Sunday school all the time, and they never went to church. And I was like, please, go to church. I'm like, you don't need to be here. So, Lord willing, soon I'm going to have the staffing, praying for laborers. But we're going to start off with 4 classes because I don't have this huge classroom like I did before. I could go outside. We have a huge yard. But I don't have these huge classrooms, so I can't have, like, a big class like that. So I'm dividing it up. Again, realizing, hey, I've got rooms. Now I need to downsize. Where I was doing everything big, I've got to do it small. So I've got like 4 classes I'm going to start off with, and then I'm going to end up expanding out to those 8 classes, and Lord willing, I'm going to have a teenage class as well. We haven't had a teenage class in like 4 years, so we're desperate for that. But in that time, you know I negated my teenagers. They're part of children's ministry too. In that time where we did not have Sunday school for them, they learned to minister. So we use them to teach Sunday school. We use them as ushers. We use them on the praise team. They have grown so much ministry-wise because they learned that, hey, it's not all about me. I need to work. So they're so kingdom-minded, and it's incredible. Yeah. Any questions?
Where's your church at?
I'm from Fort Myers, Florida.
The name of the church?
The Rock Church. Yeah. Yes.
You're talking about setting up tents. Are those actual tents, or were they like pop-ups?
The easy ups, the pop-ups. So yeah, when it rained, it came in on all sides. Yeah, it did. It was awesome. I had one Sunday where we were in the little corner where the little cement slab was, and there was like the roof had like a little corner thing too, so it was pouring rain. And the water started coming in off the roof, and it started flooding the whole area. So I had kids like climbing up on chairs in the middle of Sunday school and like screaming and like, please just cancel Sunday school.
What did you do with your carnival theme?
Oh, the carnival theme. Oh, you know what? I meant to say that. So the carnival theme is probably my favorite of all the themes I did. I went to like a hardware store and got a loop that you can kind of size in. Mm-hmm. And I got a whole bunch of those table rolls. I ordered stripes from Oriental Trading and red. And I hooked them on. I looped them through the, I don't even know how to just, I hope this is a visual picture. So I looped it through and I pinned that up to one part of the ceiling and I hooked them all out. So I had a huge canopy. Yeah. And then I had them make signs. I had my talented painters and everything. They drew up actual carnival signs that had to do with the lessons that we were planning. We had an old piano that was like back behind the platform, and we took that out and used that as part of our decor. It wasn't our piano. It was actually the people that we were renting from, but they never came in the building, so they didn't know. It was a resource that was available to me. As long as I didn't break it, it was already broken. They didn't care about their property. I'm serious. That piano was so busted. I couldn't even use it for Sunday school. That was fun.